K-Bird is always beautiful. So, listen to 104 FM. KBRD.
The big trainload sale has arrived at larger JCPenney stores. Save $150 on full-size touch control microwave, sale priced at $299.95. Save $270 on the MCS Series 25-watt stereo package, only $399.75 this trainload sale. Check for great buys in appliances and furniture, and get in on a sneak preview of JCPenney's white sale, too, at larger JCPenney stores now.
This is JCPenney.
This is Joe Capo with Mind Your Own Business, brought to you by Continental Airlines. On our last show, we started compiling a list of the steps to take when you're looking for a job. We'll make additions to that list right after this.
The controversy continues over Continental Airlines naming itself the official airline of summer. Competitor Alfred Wicker.
How long do they think they can get away with this?
All summer long.
Continental spokesman Willard Wilson.
We own summer. $199 or less wherever we fly in the continental U.S.
What about Continental naming itself the official airline of summer?
So I go someplace, I take a cab.
That from a New York restaurateur. This from a Burbank homemaker.
Great. My wife's in law school and we can still afford a vacation.
A cheap publicity stunt.
Nope, competitor. Alfred Wicker again. In our studio, seasonal expert Professor Freeland. Could this whole thing snowball?
Snowball in summer? No.
It's clear now. Continental is the official airline of summer. A final word from the competition.
We're taking a wait-and-see attitude.
Oh, we hope they'd say that.
Now, here's Joanna.
Today's official summer lows in the continental USA.
Denver, $124.50. Boston, $199. Kansas City, $179. That's each way with round-trip purchase. Some restrictions apply. Call your travel agent or Continental. The official airline of summer.
Robert Anderson is vice president of the Chicago office of Robert Half Incorporated, one of the nation's largest executive search and employment agencies. His advice to the unemployed includes several steps. First, face the fact squarely that you're out of a job. Next, tell everyone you know. A job lead can come from any source. Third, use the classified ads in the newspapers. Bob, what are the next steps?
Obviously, employment agencies or recruiting firms are an essential part of the process of finding a new position. Many companies will only list their vacancies, their employment openings, with an agency or a recruiting firm. And the reasons for this are confidentiality, and secondly, is they really can't afford the time to interview hundreds of responses to an ad in the paper, for example. College placement centers many times get listings for experienced people. Trade associations learn of openings. For example, the National Association of Accountants runs an employment service. Any of these things should be pursued, but no one of them singularly. I think you have to pursue every opportunity available to you, or every avenue available to you.
On our next show, Bob will talk about looking for a new job while you're still employed. We've been brought to you by Continental Airlines. I'm Joe Capo, helping you mind your own business.
Another beautiful day today here in the Puget Sound area this Thursday morning. Good morning. We're looking for a high in the upper 80s today. Winds are out of the north at 5 to 15 miles per hour. However, look for increasing cloudiness tonight, a slight chance of showers even, and cooler temperatures are on their way. Our low tonight in the mid to upper 50s, tomorrow's high only about 75 degrees. But at 6 o'clock this morning, we have sunshine and 58. You're listening to K-Bird at 104 FM, KBRD, Tacoma, Seattle. And we're bringing you the Northwest's most beautiful music. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock on another beautiful day here in the Puget Sound area this Thursday morning. Look for a high today reaching into the upper 80s, and that will break a record if it does. Winds are northerly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight and tomorrow, however, we may see some clouds and cooler temperatures, maybe even a shower or two. Increasing cloudiness tonight. Chance of showers, cooler temperatures on Friday, our low tonight in the mid to upper 50s, and tomorrow's high should be only about 75 degrees. At 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, we have beautiful blue skies and 59 degrees, and you're listening to The Beautiful Bird at 104 FM. We're K-Bird, KBRD.
Pacific Storage is your local Allied Van Lines agent. Professional movers with years of experience and the resources of the number one mover in the world. Tim J. Burr is a Pacific Storage moving consultant, and he's seen the false economy of people trying to move themselves.
They could be in the process of loading their items into a truck and run out of room. Then what do you do? We know what it takes to handle that move, and we will not run out of room. We do the loading, the inventorying. We know how to handle that furniture. The average person does not. But also arrive at his new job late, tired, frustrated. And when it comes down to it, it's going to cost him more. One thing that's very important, and if people would stop and think about it, in the moving business, it's repeat business. And we want to do a good job. So when that move is complete, that family could go to another family and say, we move with Pacific Storage Ally, and I'd recommend them highly.
It won't cost a cent to give Pacific Storage a call in Seattle at 624-0160 and Tacoma at 627-6191 or Olympia at 491-4195.
It's always exciting when we at Safeway can support our local Washington farmers. We're first in line when they have something to sell. Like this week, fresh Yakima-grown cabbage is on special, just 19 cents a pound. Serve cabbage with fresh Washington-grown split broilers, a meat department feature at just 79 cents a pound. For dessert, have some scrumptious strawberry cream pie from a Safeway bake shop, special at $4.49 each. Today's Safeway, where you get a little bit more.
Have a beautiful morning with music from 104 FM, K-Bird, KBRD. KBRD at 104 FM is K-Bird.
Take a second to think just how long 60 years is. That's just how long Scarf Ford in Auburn has been selling and servicing Ford products. They've built up quite a solid reputation over the past 60 years. And to celebrate this milestone year, Scarf Ford in Auburn has declared this week through Saturday their official 60th anniversary week. For you, this means especially low prices on every single new or used vehicle in stock, each with its 60th anniversary price clearly displayed. They'll even have special anniversary Fords and several models created solely for Scarf Ford's 60th birthday. You can also enter a drawing to win the use of a new 1982 Ford Escort for a year, or a trip for two to Reno, or win one of 20 free oil changes from their award-winning service center. And this Saturday, the Ford Model T Club and the Ford VA Club will have their beautiful old cars on display. It's all happening now, through the 26th at Scarf Ford in Auburn. Don't miss it.
In Texas, where cultures meet, the thick lamb chops are broiled and basted with a sauce of tomato, crushed pine nuts, and chilies. They come by the platterful to the long table where they are accompanied by cold beer and tall tales. So different than France, Bordeaux, where a large, airy kitchen bustles with activity. Artful hands prepare food fresh from the market. An apprised rack of lamb is rubbed with tarragon and white wine and placed reverently in the centuries-old brick oven. Lamb. Tender, succulent lamb. Meat so renowned for its own delicate flavor, yet rejoices in the seasonings of 100 cuisines. This fresh lamb is American, but the experience, so much more. Make your meals special with a plentiful variety of cuts of fresh American lamb at your neighborhood Lucky Stores. Brought to you by the American Lamb Council.
Good morning. It's Thursday, 27 minutes after 6 o'clock, and here's a look at news. I'm Wes Longinot. A bill that would create a 115,000-acre national volcanic area around Mount St. Helens is expected to reach the U.S. House shortly after a scheduled congressional recess ends on July 12th. Two House committees, the Interior and Agriculture panels, approved the bill yesterday, clearing a way for action by the full House. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein has promised a ruling by tomorrow on a request to delay a joint operating agreement between the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times. That agreement is due to go into effect on Monday It was approved last week by Attorney General William French Smith. Governor Spellman says if Washington's lawmakers are willing to boost taxes to help solve the state's budget crisis, voters should treat them like heroes and not take revenge at the ballot box. Jim Shamus, the new president of Northern Tier Pipeline Company, says the firm will decide within the next 45 days whether it will try again to obtain a Washington state permit for an oil port and pipeline project. He made that comment yesterday after a four-hour meeting with Nick Lewis, chairman of the Washington Energy Site Evaluation Council. Republican leaders predict an emergency spending bill for the rest of fiscal 1982 will be vetoed by President Reagan today, unless Congress can write a new bill before leaving for a July 4th recess. Some federal programs may face the prospect of running out of money. The House starts its recess today and the Senate starts next week. Possible changes in federal laws on insanity pleas will be the subject of a Senate subcommittee hearing today. The panel will hear testimony from three of the jurors in the trial of presidential assailant John Hinckley, who was found innocent by reason of insanity. In sports, the Seattle Mariners had some bad luck last night. They lost 5-3, or it was actually yesterday afternoon, 5-3 in the Kingdome to the Toronto Blue Jays. That game went 11 innings. While the Mariners were losing a baseball contest to a Toronto team, the Seattle Sounders were having better luck. They managed to hand the Toronto soccer team, the Blizzard, a 2-0 defeat in North American Soccer League play in Toronto yesterday. Puget Sound weather, beautiful. Look for a high in the upper 80s today, and that will be a record. Northerly winds, 5-15 miles per hour. Cooler weather and a few more clouds are on the way, however. Increasing cloudiness tonight, a slight chance of showers and cooler temperatures tomorrow. Tonight's low in the mid to upper 50s, tomorrow's high about 75 degrees. Our current temperature at 6:30 this morning is all the way up to 62 degrees. You're with K-Bird at 104 FM, KBRD. We're bringing you the Puget Sound's most beautiful music. Good morning, you're with K-Bird at 19 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on another beautiful morning this Thursday. We're looking for a high in the upper 80s today. It's a little hazy out in spots right now, but that should burn off. Winds are from the north at 5-15 miles per hour, and we do have some clouds on their way. Should be here by tonight. Maybe even a slight chance of showers, and temperatures tomorrow will be considerably cooler. Our low tonight in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow's high should be about 75 degrees. At 19 before 7, we have 64 degrees. At KBRD at 104 FM, K-Bird.
Here's a conversation with your jeweler, Gunderson Jewelers in downtown Tacoma.
May I ask you a question?
You got it.
I'm thinking about getting married.
I'm already taken.
And I want to know about buying a diamond. What do we look for?
Well, first, you look for a quality jeweler.
Like you?
Of course. Then we'll teach you about the four C's: color, cut, clarity, and carat weight.
Which one is most important?
All are important. But of the four, carat is probably the least important. Because no matter what size a diamond is, the better the quality, the more it's worth.
Then you think I should get a little diamond?
No, I think you should get a good diamond. Then the size will depend on what you can afford. When you have a quality diamond, you can count on it being worth more each year. Take your questions to Gunderson Jewelers. We believe the more you know about buying fine jewelry, the more you'll appreciate us. Gunderson, on Broadway in St. Helens in downtown Tacoma.
I'm with the finalist in the Dairy Farmers Fitness Club Summer Olympics, and beside me is...
Bob of Port Angeles.
And you won the junk food hurdles.
Yes, I had to get to a dairy case full of milk by leaping over obstacles like a soft drink stand, stacks of nachos, and a small mountain of French fries.
Looks like you fell, Bob.
I slipped on the fries.
But it was worth it?
Oh, milk's always worth it.
And this young lady...
Sally from Walla Walla.
Won the milk carton opening competition.
That's right, you're graded on pints, quarts, and half gallons.
I see you're wearing a white mustache.
It's from years of training.
And this gentleman?
Ted from Tukwila.
Show us how you won the good nutrition speed reading.
Just like this. Milk gives you protein, vitamins, minerals, vitamin A, vitamin C, thiamin, riboflavin, niacin, calcium, iron, vitamin D, vitamin B6, B12, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and pantothenic acid.
Wow. How did you do that?
Easy. Just by drinking lots of protein, vitamins, and minerals, vitamin A, vitamin C, thiamin, riboflavin, niacin.
You can join us and be a member.
L-I-L-A.
Milk looks good on you.
from the Dairy Farmers of Washington.
Your listening pleasure is the reason we're here. We're K-Bird at 104 FM. KBRD. You're enjoying the beautiful sound of K-Bird at 104 FM. KBRD.
Are you tired of all the bad news? Reaganomics, economics, Falklands battles, El Salvador, Lebanon. Take a break. At Pacific West Sport and Racket Clubs, we'll get your mind off all this negative stuff. 3 months of fun and challenge and new friends for only $89. That's right, a 3-month membership for only $89 at Pacific West Sport and Racket Clubs. Indoor tennis and racquetball and no court fees ever. Swimming, jacuzzi, saunas, and programs that will challenge your mind and body are available to our members. Scuba diving lessons, river rafting trips, skydiving, aerobic dance classes, and swimming lessons. $89 gives you a 3-month membership at Pacific West. Call now. Pacific West Sport and Racket Clubs in Tacoma, Puyallup, Federal Way, and Kent. Coming soon to Seattle. A 3-month membership, only $89 at Pacific West. They want you to take a break.
Now, the New Zealand Apple Board presents favorite New Zealand apple stories. Once upon a time, there were so few people in New Zealand that the most beautiful woman in the country was a man named Ned White. One day, a witch came to Ned's door disguised as an apple seller.
Yeah?
Here, my pretty.
Now, cut that out.
Take a bite of this big, luscious, green, ripe apple.
Who ever heard of a green, ripe apple?
Ned took a bite of the apple.
Hey, these green apples are ripe.
They're green, ripe Granny Smith's.
They're green, but they're sweet.
What about the sweet little green lady?
Take a hike, Apple Chief.
Curses!
Tune in next time when green, ripe New Zealand Granny Smith apples bring you Little Green Riding Hood.
I can't wait to hear the one about Little Green Riding Hood. And don't wait to come into your local Lucky's store for terrific Granny Smith apples. It's the New Zealand Wonder Apple, green, ripe, and sweet as can be. And Lucky's has Granny Smith Green Ripe Apples. That's at Lucky's.